had you heard from the Raiders up until the time that they gave you the call? Did you work out for them or anything?
No, I took a visit after my pro day. But that's, you know, that's pretty much it. No workout. Just a few phone calls to keep in touch.
Who would you compare your running style to on the NFL level?
I think with my height, you talk about a big back, like maybe, you know, Adrian Peterson and, you know, a guy like McFadden that's there, you know, a tall back, run a bit upright, but still have some speed. So I think those two might stick out.
Your stats are pretty eye-popping, the touchdowns, the yards per carry, the rushing. I mean, are you surprised that you lasted as long as you did, or was that kind of what you were being told all the way along?
I wasn't too much surprised. You know, either way, I was just going to be, you know, happy to hear my name. But, you know, after talking to my agent, he just told me to be prepared for whatever might happen. And, you know, and I was. So, you know, I'm definitely, you know, just thrilled about the opportunity I'm going to have.
If given the option and you get out in the open, are you more apt to run over a guy or to run around him, or do you like to mix it up?
I try to mix it up. I guess it depends on, you know, the situation, but I just try to mix it up. You know, my goal is to put the ball in the end zone every run, every play. So I try to do that, and if it's necessary to do either or, I'll do it.
During your pro day, have any of the coaches ever talked to you about your upright running style as maybe being a, maybe having to modify that, or that was going to be a...
Not so much. You know, after taking visits or even just talking to, you know, the coaches, you know, some guys that are in the NFL currently run upright, but I think the main thing they were just saying is just as long as I know when to, you know, lower my pads or drop my shoulder is the biggest thing. Because, of course, open field, you can run upright, but just maybe in traffic, you know, just running with, you know, that pad level is important in situations.
How far along are you as a blocker, and did you have to do a lot of it at Central Florida?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, you really can't play in any level, I feel, unless you protect, and that's what, you know, I was in this way. I was coached, and definitely at this next level, you have to protect the quarterback. So I know how important it is, and, you know, I'm not saying I'm not a good blocker right now, but, you know, I'm going to improve in that area, as well as other areas as well, so I can be a complete back.
Did you run a lot of just basic routes out of the backfield, or did they use you downfield or split you wide at all, or what kind of receiver?
Well, mainly, you know, during the course of it, like our games, usually basic routes out of the backfield and things like that. But, you know, there's been times I've been split out. There's been times I've been, you know, a wing set, running routes that's like a H-back. So, you know, my football IQ is very high. You know, I know the game. I get offense and learn fast, and I think that's just going to help me at this next level.
What's this fascination about the Tave arm?
The what?
The Tave arm? Your teammates have called it the Tave arm, about your stiff arm.
I'm not really sure. I think I just have good timing and know when to put it out there and you know, catch a defender off guard or, you know, make them look bad.